Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. In the world of streaming, it can seem like every show and every movie is at our fingertips. Of course, that's actually not true. Countless movies and shows are largely forgotten as the streamers continue to push for new content all the time. What is often lost are the gems of decades past, and as a film fan who wants to have a more well-rounded perspective, that can make life more difficult when seeking out great foreign films or even just American films from the new Hollywood Renaissance of the 1960s and 70s. Luckily, the Criterion Channel plugs a big hole, but another more widely utilized service actually has a ton to offer on that front as well. HBO Max often centers its classic HBO library, or franchise movies like Batman installments or Harry Potter films, but it also has a deep bench of Warner classics. We film fans have been able to watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Easy Rider, Picnic at Hanging Rock, and so many others on HBO Max in recent months. Masters of cinema like Stanley Kubrick or the Hong Kong director Wong Kar-wai can both be found on HBO Max, as can older classics like Citizen Kane or the original Godzilla films. For many film fans, exploring films' past can be intimidating, and Criterion Collection films can be inaccessible. To those fans, my highest recommendation is to use the TCM portal on HBO Max. It can really help you explore essential voices from the past and from around the world. I know it's helped me. I'm Evan Rook.